Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldar, and today we're Mesechus Chagiga Daf Chabeis, the third parak Chomer Bekodesh. The Zichu Mesechus Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Yenishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. But then the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, we learned two different reasons why Kalim may not be immersed inside other Kalim for Kodesh. The Gemara asks why these two reasons do not equally apply for Truman answers that the Mishnah is addressing Chaverim, those who maintain the laws of Tahara for Chulin and are knowledgeable about the laws of Tevila. They know to be careful that if one Kli inside another is too heavy, they lift the inner one. And they know that the opening of the outer Kli cannot be too narrow, for otherwise the Tevila would be puzzled. When the Gemara follows up and suggests that they would be equally careful with Kodesh, it answers that an Amaretz might see them immerse one Kli within the other and do it themselves. The Gemara clarifies that Chaverim accept Kodesh from Amaretz because of Eva, hatred that would develop for Chaverim if they did not accept the Amaretz Kodesh. If the temple administrators, who are all Chaverim, did not accept Kodesh from an Amaretz, then Amaretz would be completely excluded from the realm of Kodesh. There's not an equal concern for a chaver not accepting truma from an Amaretz. Da'azel yahavli l'kohen Amaretz chavrei, for he can go and give the truma to a kohen who's also an Amaretz. Point number two, the Gemara asks, who is the Tan of our Mishnah, Dechayesh La'iva, who is concerned for hatred? It answers that it's Rabbi Yossi, for it was taught in a brayso. Rabbi Yossi said, Mifnei ma kon ne'amani ma'atar ziyan v'shemen kol yimos hashana. Why are all believed about the tar of wine and oil for offerings the whole year, that even if an Amaretz brings wine or oil offerings to the base of Migdash, they are considered tar? So that it should not arise that every person should go and build a bama for himself and burn a paraduma for himself. And point number three, the Gemara brought a brayso that states that an Amaretz is believed regarding tefillah. And a Gemara that conflicts with this that taught that an Amaretz is not believed. Abaye said there's no difficulty. Haba gufo haba kelim. He's believed when he said he immersed his body properly to become tahor, but he's not believed when he says he immerses kelim properly. Rava said that both cases could be dealing with kelim. The Bryce, which states that he's believed, is where he says that he never immersed one Kli within another, whereas the Gemara's case, where he's not believed, is when he says that he did immerse one Kli within another, but he did not immerse it in a Kli whose opening was not the size of a flask skin too. A Bryce is brought to support this distinction, which states, Ne'aman Amaretz lomar peres l'hukshru, avo enu ne'aman lomar peres hukshru, avo lo nitmu. An Amaretz is believed to say these fruits were never makshid b'mekabotuma, but is not believed to say these fruits were makshid b'mekabotuma, but they did not become tamid. The Gemara challenges Abai's answer. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, we learned two different reasons why kelim may not be immersed inside other kelim for Kodesh. The Gemara asks why these two reasons do not equally apply for Truman answers that the Mishnah is addressing Chaverim, those who maintain the laws of Tahara for Chulin and are knowledgeable about the laws of Tevila. They know to be careful that if one Kli inside another is too heavy, they lift the inner one, and they know that the opening of the outer Kli cannot be too narrow, for otherwise the Tevila would be puzzled. When the Gemara follows up and suggests that they would be equally careful with Kodesh, it answers that an Amaretz might see them immerse one Kli within the other and do it themselves. The Gemara clarifies that Chaverim accept Kodesh from Amaretz because of Eva, hatred that would develop for Chaverim if they did not accept the Amaretz Kodesh. If the temple administrators, who are all Chaverim, did not accept Kodesh from an Amaretz, then Amaretz would be completely excluded from the realm of Kodesh. There's not an equal concern for a chaver not accepting truma from an Amaretz. Da'azel yahavli l'kohen Amaretz chavrei, for he can go and give the truma to a kohen who's also an Amaretz. Point number two, the Gemara asks, who is the Tan of our Mishnah, Dechayesh La'iva, who is concerned for hatred? It answers that it's Rabbi Yossi, for it was taught in a brayso. Rabbi Yossi said, Mifnei ma kon ne'amani ma'atar ziyan v'shemen kol yimos hashana. Why are all believed about the tar of wine and oil for offerings the whole year, that even if an Amaretz brings wine or oil offerings to the base of Migdash, they are considered tar? So that it should not arise that every person should go and build a bama for himself and burn a paraduma for himself. And point number three, the Gemara brought a brayso that states that an Amaretz is believed regarding tefillah. And a Gemara that conflicts with this that taught that an Amaretz is not believed. Abaye said there's no difficulty. Haba gufo haba kelim. He's believed when he said he immersed his body properly to become tahor, but he's not believed when he says he immerses kelim properly. Rava said that both cases could be dealing with kelim. The brayso, which states that he's believed, is where he says that he never immersed one Kli within another, whereas the Gemara's case, where he's not believed, is when he says that he did immerse one Kli within another, but he did not immerse it in a Kli whose opening was not the size of a flask skin too. A brayso is brought to support this distinction, which states, Ne'aman Amaretz lomar peres l'hukshru, avo enu ne'aman lomar peres hukshru, avo lo nitmu. An Amaretz is believed to say these fruits were never makshid b'mekabotuma, but is not believed to say these fruits were makshid b'mekabotuma, but they did not become tamid. The Gemara challenges Abai's answer. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chav Beis, and our standard Siman is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The Amaretz cabbie driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private Paraduma bomber in his backyard, even though his Parush passenger didn't believe him that his kalim were properly totaled. Once again, in slow motion. The Amaretz cabbie driver, that must be Orndav Chabez. The Amaretz cabbie driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him, which reminds us. The Gemara clarifies that Chaverim accept Kodesh from Amaretz because of Eva, hatred that would develop for Chaverim if they did not accept the Amaretz as Kodesh. If the temple administrators, who were all Chaverim, did not accept Kodesh from an Amaretz, then Amaretz would be completely excluded from the realm of Kodesh. There's not an equal concern for a Chaver not accepting Truma from an Amaretz, for the Amaretz can go and give the Truma to a Kohen, who's also an Amaretz. So, the Amaretz cabbie driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private Paraduma bomber in his backyard, which reminds us, Gemara asks, who's the Tanav Mishnah, the Chai Shal Eiv, who's concerned for hatred? And answers, it's Rabbi Yossi. Rosanna Bryce, Rabbi Yossi said, why are all believed about the Tahar of wine and oil for offerings the whole year? That even if an Amaretz brings wine or oil offerings to the base of Migdash, they're considered Tahar. So it shouldn't arise that every person should go and build a bomber for himself and burn a Paraduma for himself. So, the Amaretz cabbie driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private Paraduma Bama in his backyard, even though his Parush passenger didn't believe him that his kalim were properly toivled. Which reminds the Gemara brings a bright side that states an Amaretz is believed regarding Tevila, and a Gemara that conflicts with this that taught that an Amaretz is not believed. Abai said there's no difficulty. Haba gufa, haba kalim. He's believed when he said he immersed his body properly to become Tahor, but he's not believed when he says he immersed his kalim properly. Rava said that both cases could be dealt with kalim. The Bryce, which states that he's believed, is where he says that he never immersed one kli within another. Whereas the Gemara's case, where he's not believed, is when he says that he did immerse one kli within another, but he did not immerse it in a kli whose opening was not the size of a skin flask tube. So once again, the Amaretz cabbie driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private Paraduma Bama in his backyard, even though his Parush passenger didn't believe him that his kalim were properly toivled. All right, now it's time for 4 Blot Back Chazara. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simon Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The chuppah designer, chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. The chuppah designer who wasn't permitted to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brace regarding the source for the prohibition of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Oshia. When the Pasuk states, as Chagamatzos Tishmor, Shivas Yamim, shall guard the Chagamatzos 7 days, it teaches that it's forbidden to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, for Rashi explains that the word Tishmor, you shall guard, is a warning not to do malacha. Rabbi Yonason says that the Pasuk is not needed, for it can be derived from a Kal Vachomer. If Yom Rishon and Shvi'a Pesach, where there's no Kedusha before or after them, are nonetheless prohibited from doing malacha, then the days of Chol HaMoed, where there's Kedusha before and after them, Kal Vachomer they are subject to the prohibition of doing malacha. So, the chuppah designer, who wasn't permitted to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, finally fashioned her dream chuppah equipped with washing stations for people to eat chulun, meiser, and truma. Which reminds us, the next mission states, no tinyadayim with chulun, meiser, or truma. We wash our hands for chulun, meiser, sheni, and truma. And the mission continues, with kodesh matbilim, but for kodesh we immerse our hands in a mikvah. Rashi explains that to eat from a shlamim, or for kohen to eat from a chatas or ashim, the rabban made an extra chumrah and required immersing the hands in a mikvah of 40 sa, even if they did not come in contact with tumah. Ulchatas im nitmu yadav nitma gufo. And in regard to handling mechatas, if one's hands became tame, then his entire body is considered tame, and he must immerse his entire body. But she explains that this is referring to a derabban tuma, which makes the hands tame, but not the body, such as a rishon or a sefer of Tanakh. So, the chuppah designer, who wasn't permitted to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, finally fashioned a dream chuppah equipped with washing stations for people to eat chulun, meiser, and truma, and embroidered with a message, washing required for chulun bread, not fruit. Which reminds us, the Gemara questions whether Chulun and Maaser Sheni require hand washing based on a Mishnah Bikurim, which states that Maaser Sheni does not require it, which implies all the more so that Chulun doesn't require it. After addressing the contradiction regarding Maaser Sheni with regard to Chulun, it concludes that there is also no contradiction. Kan Bachil de Nahama, here in our Mishnah, it requires hand washing instead of the eating of bread. Kan Bachil de Peri, whereas here in the Mishnah Bikurim, it's discussing the eating of other produce. For Rav Nachman said, Kol Noto Yadav Peres Harzim Gasei Ruach. One who washes his hands for eating of food other than bread is from the arrogant. Daf Yud Tes, the symbol Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The Chagiga water games on the yacht, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Tes. The Chagiga water games on the yacht delighted the guests who tried to grab bobbing apples of a chulin in the water, which reminds us, Rav Nachman holds that one does not have to have kavanah to purify one's hands for chulin, and the Gemara brings a Mishnah to support in the Tot that a produce fell into a water channel, and one whose hands were tummy reached into the water and took them. His hands are tawry, even though he didn't have kavanah to purify his hands, and the produce is not in the category of chiyutan to make it susceptible to being a kapal tumah. So the Chagiga water games on the yacht delayed the guests who tried to grab bobbing apples of a Kulin in the water while keeping only one foot in the water, which reminds the Gemara Bar Brisa that taught Ode Ragla Achaz B'Maim that if one still has one foot in the water of a mikvah, it's considered as if he's still immersing and may change his kavana to an even higher kedusha. The Gemara asks who the Tana is the taught. This Rebbe Pedas said it's Rebbe Yehuda. We see from another Mishnah that Rebbe Yehuda holds of good Achiz, and Rebbe Pedas assumes that Rebbe Yehuda would equally hold of good Asik. So the Chagiga water games on the yacht delighted the guests who tried to grab bobbing apples of chulin in the water while keeping only one foot in the water and then dive into one of three pools of water situated on a slope with gushing water. Which reminds us, Ula asked Rabbi Yochanan whether Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of good achis, holds of good asik as well. Rabbi Yochanan replied that it was taught in a brisa that if there were three holes containing water on a slope of a valley and the upper and lower holes contained 20 saw each, and the middle one contained 40 saw, and a rush of rainwater connects them all, Yehuda said that Rabbi Meir used to say, Matbil be'al yona, one may immerse in the upper hole, indicating that Rabbi Meir holds of good asik and seems to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds of it as well. When Rabbi Yochanan was presented with the second brace where Rabbi Yehuda says that he disagrees with Rabbi Meir and holds that one may only immerse in the lower one, Rabbi Yochanan said to Ula, Itanya, Tanya, if it was taught specifically in a brisa, it was taught, and I retract my proof. Daf Chaf, so the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. After the Parush, who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe. Cafe, that must be where in Daf Chaf. After the Parush, who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe, dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a number of related rulings to the concept of Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar said that if a Parush's shawl fell off him, and he said to his friend, give it to me, and he gave it to him, it's Tami. Rashi explains that even at the friend is Tamar, there is a principle, Chazaka in Adam Mishamer Mashim Yad Chavero. It's a Chazaka that a person does not guard what's in his friend's hand. So the one who dropped it is not guarding it while the other one picked it up, and the one who picked it up will reason to himself that since the person who dropped it doesn't know if I'm Tamei, yet he asked me to pick it up, it must mean that he's not careful about Tahara. Therefore, he'll not guard it from Tuma, and the object is deemed Tamei. So, after the Parush, who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe, dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, he bumped into his friend carrying a basket of figs who had only done a partial shamir, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa that demonstrates the validity of a nitirus of the palga, a partial guarding, which taught that if one put his hand into a basket containing figs and the basket was on the shoulder and a shovel was in the basket as well, and his mind was on the basket and the figs but not on the shovel, the basket and the figs are tar and the shovel is tami. Ravine explains that the reason why the figs do not become tami from the shovel is that the cases where the person said, I guard the shovel from something that would make a tummy to the point that it would even tummy something else, but not from something that makes it puzzle. So after the Parush, who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe, dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, he bumped into his friend carrying a basket of figs, who'd only done a partial shemira, standing at the Keli Mikvah and toiling a shovel within the shovel to be used for his truma. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the third parak states, Chomer b'kodesh m'metruma. The stringency of Kodesh over truma is, and proceeds to enumerate 11 stringencies. These Chomers were instituted by the Rabban to protect the Tahara of various items. The first Chomer is, Shematbil and Kelim b'tol Kelim with truma of lo b'kodesh, that they may tovel Kelim within other Kelim for truma, but not for Kodesh. The Gemara on the next off will discuss this at length. Daf Chafal, so the Simdaf Chafal is a car which Bostonians pronounce as Ka. So here goes. The race car driver, that must be more in Daf Chafal of Ka. The race car driver with a large hood ornament of a kli, within a kli, tied up with wet knots, which reminds us, the Gemara answers that it was necessary for the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah to address concerns for Chatzitza. For if only the first case of immersing one kli within the other, one might think that the Chatzitza is because of the weight of the kli, and therefore the knots which are tied loosely and have no weight would not be a Chatzitza. And if only the case of the knots was taught, then one might have thought that it's because the knot is tight in the water and does not become loosened. But in the case of Kalim, the water caused the inner kli to float, and therefore there would be no problem of chatzitza. So the race car driver with the large hood ornament of a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, and a big 10 milas decal on the door, which reminds us, the Gemara notes that Rabbi Ila, who said that the reason that one may not immerse one kli within another is due to it being a chatzitza, is consistent with another statement he made in the name of Chanina Bar Papa, Esther Milo Shanu Khan. They taught here in the Mishnah 10 milas, meaning higher levels of stringency that were decreed for Kodesh and not for Truma. Rashi explains that Rabbi Ila only counts 10 milas when the Mishnah listed 11 cases. This indicates that he holds that the two of the cases are for the same reason, That being a chatzitza, the statement continues that the first five applied to Kodesh and Chulin should not sell Taharas Kodesh, since they have a concern for Tumah Daraisa, whereas the latter five cases do not involve Tumah Daraisa, and therefore the Rabban did not decree them on the Chulin Shinasu al Taharas Kodesh. So the race car driver with a large hood ornament with a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, and a big 10 milas decal on the door, was about to pass his competitor who was recklessly drinking from a skin flask that contained needles and spinning hooks. Which reminds us, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says that since the Seif of the Mishnah deals with the concern of Chatzitza, the Reisha does not. Rather, the reason one must not immerse one Kli inside another Kli for Kodesh is because of a Gzera that one should not immerse needles and spinning hooks within a Kli whose opening is not at least the size of a flask skin tube. Rashi explains that if the opening of the outer Kli is smaller than this tube, then the water inside is not considered mixed with the outer waters of the mikveh, and the needles and hooks will not be considered to have had a valid immersion in a mikveh. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous mesechtas. Number 1. Which daf do we have two answers given as to when Amei Arts are believed regarding Tevila and when they are not? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn from the case of a basket of feeds with a shovel that a partial guarding works with Hesach Hadas? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn why we needed both cases of immersing a kli within a kli and the case of wet knots to teach the Chumrah of Chitzitza? That's on daf Chafaf. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that we accept wine and oil offerings from Amei Arts, for otherwise they would be offended and build their own bamas to burn a paraduma? That's on daf Chavbeis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that if one still has one foot in the water of a mikveh, it's considered as if he's still immersing, and he may change his kavana to even a higher kedusha? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that Rav said the reason one cannot immerse one kli within another is a gezera, so that one should not immerse needles and spinning hooks within a kli whose opening is not at least the size of a flask skin tube? That's on daf Chafaf. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn, according to some, the beams and stones of one's house will testify against more others say, his neshama limbs or the malachi asharis will? That's on daf Tazine. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn, Rabbi Chinibar Papa taught regarding the Mishnah Eser Malos Shana Khan? 10 cases were taught because 2 cases dealt with chatzitza. That's on daf Chafaf. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn, the source that washing one's hands for chulun does not require kavana to be matahir them? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn? It's a chazakah that a person does not guard what's in his friend's hand. That's on daf Chaf. Excellent. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that torches are only lit for a chaser month? That's on daf Chaf Gimon Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number 2. Which daf were reasons given as to why Vashti did not want to appear before Achashverosh? That's on daf Yid Beis Megillah. Good. And number 3, which stuff do you learn that one may fix an irrigation canal that is 1 tefach deep to a depth of 6 tefachim? That's on daf Dalet Amod Katan. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.